Chapter 16. Flirting Finesse. The Art of Portuguese Pickup Lines. Welcome to a chapter that takes a playful detour through the colorful world of Portuguese pickup lines. Here, we delve into the witty, charming, and sometimes outright hilarious expressions that people use to catch someone's eye or win a smile. From classic lines that bring a chuckle to creative compliments that showcase linguistic flair, this chapter is a celebration of the art of flirtation. We'll explore phrases that range from cheeky lines to poetic compliments. Each line is a testament to the creativity and charm embedded in Portuguese culture. As we embark on this lighthearted journey, you'll not only learn new expressions, but also gain insight into the playful side of language and human interaction. Are you ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even use a few of these lines yourself? Let's dive into the world of Portuguese flirtation and see what sparks fly. Important notice. Before we begin this chapter, I want to highlight something very important. In Portugal, since August 2015, catcalling can constitute a crime of sexual harassment. According to Article 170 of the Portuguese Penal Code, anyone who utters words, comments, or provocations of a sexual nature may face a prison sentence ranging from 1 month to 3 years. This measure was implemented to protect the dignity and integrity of individuals, especially women, in both public and private spaces, ensuring an environment of respect and safety for all. Therefore, although the catcalls we will explore in this chapter are presented in a humorous and cultural context, it is essential to remember that respect and consideration for others should prevail in all interactions. I appreciate your understanding and hope you enjoy this dive into Portuguese culture and language responsibly.
Mas que avançada está a ciência, que até os bombons caminham.
How advanced science is, even the chocolates walk.
Esse lugar ao pé de si está livre.
Is that seat next to you free?
Sim, e se sentar nele, o meu também.
Yes, and if you sit in it, mine is too.
Chamas-te Alice? É que parece que estou no País das Maravilhas.
Is your name Alice? Because it seems like I'm in Wonderland.
Gostaria de ser o Sherlock Holmes, para descobrir os mistérios do teu coração.
I'd like to be Sherlock Holmes, to discover the mysteries of your heart.
O teu sorriso levanta-me do chão.
Your smile lifts me off the ground.
Se eu fosse o Don Quixote, tu serias a minha Dulcineia.
If I were Don Quixote, you'd be my Dulcinea.
Viajaria mil léguas submarinas só para te ver.
I would travel 1,000 leagues under the sea just to see you.
Deixa-me ver a etiqueta da tua camisola. Quero ver se diz Made in Heaven.
Let me see the label of your sweater. I want to see if it says Made in Heaven.
Não nos encontramos já em algum lugar?
Haven't we met somewhere before?
Assim, foi por isso que eu nunca mais lá voltei.
Oh yes, that's why I never went back there.
És tão doce que me dás cáries nos dentes.
You're so sweet that you give me cavities in my teeth.
Se fosse um gato, queria passar as 7 vidas contigo.
If I were a cat, I'd want to spend all 7 lives with you.
Diz-me como te chamas para te pedir ao Pai Natal.
Tell me your name so I can ask Santa Claus for you.
Oh filha, tens uns lábios que faziam feliz qualquer chupa-chupa.
Oh girl, you have lips that would make any lollipop happy.
És tão linda que aposto que quando nasceste o médico parou de te puxar só para te aplaudir.
You're so beautiful that I bet when you were born, the doctor stopped pulling you just to applaud you.
O teu pai deve ser arquiteto, tens corpo que é uma obra de arte.
Your dad must be an architect, you have a body that's a masterpiece.
És muito linda, mas tens problema, a tua boca está muito longe da minha.
You're very beautiful, but you have a problem, your mouth is too far from mine.
Adorava ser o Facebook para me visitares todos dias.
I'd love to be Facebook so you could visit me every day.
Tanta dinamite para pavio tão curto.
So much dynamite for such a short fuse.
Se fosses puzzle, montava-te.
If you were a puzzle, I'd put you together.
Tu és o HTML do site minhavida.com.
You're the HTML of the website mylife.com.
Tanta carne e eu em jejum.
So much meat and I'm fasting.
Oh febra, anda cá à brasa.
Hey hot stuff. Come here to the grill.
Ainda dizem que os gatos não andam com duas patas.
They still say that cats don't walk on 2 legs.
Tenho de comprar dicionário. Desde que te vi, fiquei sem palavras.
I have to buy a dictionary. Since I saw you, I've been speechless.
Tu não és feia, a tua beleza é que é rara.
You're not ugly, your beauty is what's rare.
Se eu fosse jardineiro, nunca te faltava água.
If I were a gardener, you'd never lack water.
Como é que podem dizer que as flores não andam? Tu estás aqui.
How can they say that flowers don't walk? You're here.
Vim agora da pesca. Vai um linguado.
I just came from fishing. How about a flounder?
A tua mãe só pode ser uma ostra para cuspir uma pérola como tu.
Your mom must be an oyster to spit out a pearl like you.
Não te saltava em cima nem que fosse uma pulga.
I wouldn't jump on top of you even if I were a flea.
És um bilhete de primeira classe para o pecado.
You're a first class ticket to sin.
Posso beijar-te. É que sou estudante de línguas.
Can I kiss you? Because I'm a language student.
Podes ser de porcelana, pois eu tratava-te com muito cuidado.
You could be made of porcelain, because I'd handle you with great care.
Casava-me com o teu irmão só para ser da tua família.
I'd marry your brother just to be in your family.
Oh filho, se regar, isso cresce.
Oh son, if I water it, will it grow?
Se fosses um hambúrguer no McDonald's, eras o McBeleza.
If you were a burger at McDonald's, you'd be the McBeauty.
Deves estar tão cansada, passaste a noite às voltas na minha cabeça.
You must be tired, you spent the night wandering around in my head.
Chamas-te Wi-Fi, é que estou a sentir uma ligação entre nós.
Is your name Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a connection between us.
Tantas curvas e eu sem travões.
So many curves and me without breaks.
Oh boa, dá um beijinho ao trolha.
Hey cutie, give a kiss to the laborer.
Oh joia, anda cá ao ourives.
Hey jewel, come here to the jeweler.
Oh boneca, vai uma queca.
Hey doll, up for a shag?
Andas na tropa? É que já marchavas.
Are you in the army? Because you should be marching already.
Sou o 6, queres ser o 9?
I'm the 6, do you want to be the 9?
De certeza que vi o teu nome no dicionário, nos sinónimos de gato.
I'm sure I saw your name in the dictionary, under the synonyms for cat.
Se cair, já sei onde me agarrar.
If I fall, I already know where to grab onto.
Contigo, era até achar petróleo.
With you, it was until finding oil.
Os teus pais devem ser piratas, és um grande tesouro.
Your parents must be pirates, you're a great treasure.
O que estás aqui a fazer? Devias estar era num museu de obras-primas em exibição.
What are you doing here? You should be in a museum of masterpieces on display.
Abençoados pais que conceberam esta coisinha linda.
Blessed parents who conceived this little thing so lovely.
Que pitel, dava-te 5 estrelas no TripAdvisor.
What a delicacy. I'd give you 5 stars on TripAdvisor.
Olá, gato. Tudo miau.
Hello, cat. Everything meow?
Não me importava de ser o capuchinho vermelho, se tu fores o lobo mau.
I wouldn't mind being Little Red Riding Hood if you were the big bad wolf.
Só a mim é que não me calha um destes na rifa.
Only I'm the one who doesn't get one of these in the raffle.
Contigo, não me importava de ter insónias.
With you, I wouldn't mind having insomnia.
Posso pedir-lhe que me dê o seu nome, por favor?
May I ask you to give me your name, please?
Porquê? Não lhe deram já um?
Why? Haven't they already given you one?
Se eu fosse uma gata e tu uma sardinha, não sobrava uma espinha.
If I were a cat and you were a sardine, not a single bone would remain.
Não queres ser o meu nadador salvador?
Don't you want to be my lifeguard?
Tenho aqui umas boias.
I have some floats here.